We're gonna go light and fluffy, like a pancake or a crepe, you might say.
Whoa!
There's a new Segway sheriff in town.
I can just retire now.
Yep.
I'm not needed here anymore.
So I talked to UConn senior Taj Anthony Jean, who thought he was a shoo-in for the UConn School of Business because he's had a few businesses since high school. He's created business plans, and now he's the owner of Farmhouse Crepes in downtown stores. But guess what? He didn't get into the school of business. He told me in our conversation that getting denied just pushed him even harder to succeed. I sat down with him. He is a former UConn football player turned entrepreneur, to talk about how a trip to Paris that he did not go on inspired his restaurant, the challenges of balancing school with running his business, and what lies ahead. So how did you come up with the idea to open your crepe? You say crepes. I want to say crepes, but it's crepes. Farmhouse
you can say
crepes. Crepes.
A lot of people say crepes.
Is it crepes, though?
It's crepes.
All right. I want to be correct. I mean, I don't have any French background. How did you come up with the idea to open this place?
So my mom, we have to take you back to when I was around 15. So my mom took my sister to Paris.
Why didn't you get to go to Paris?
I didn't get into Princeton University.
This is a reward.
Yeah. Okay. So she got into Princeton University. And she took her to Paris, and they came back from Paris, and all they talked about was crepes. Like any good son would do, I made crepes every Mother's Day.
Aww.
And that's where the crepe came from. And Farmhouse came from, I was walking my dog on Horse Barn Hill, and I saw a burgundy red farmhouse color, and I was like, hey, Farmhouse Crepes. That's it. That's the name. I'm going
that's
with
great.
It.
That's great. That's great. How did you even decide to open this business? That's a pretty big deal for a student, and you were a student athlete at the time. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
I was an entrepreneur from when I was little.
Okay.
I created my first computer when I was 13 years old. I had an iPhone fixing business in high school, took it with me to college. And then I just saw the opportunity and I acted on it. I always wanted there to be in Store Center, now downtown stores, a pancake 24-hour Waffle House type of thing. And then I thought, why buy into a franchise when I could create my own?
What was it like to kind of take that big jump as a student athlete? You were on the football team. I'm sure you were very, very busy. How did you balance that?
I got the paperwork done for Farmhouse Crepes while I was in spring football, okay, around April time, April 2017. And I did not sleep. I made a decision to leave August 7th. I decided to leave because I had a huge meeting the next day and we're in training camp. And when we got back from training camp, I was on my laptop trying to get funding different places. Then I had a meeting with the bank the next day, and I had to make a decision.
Wow. Was that a very hard decision for you?
It was very emotional. When you grow up being known as a student and an athlete, football was my identity at the time, and it was really hard. But
I'm sure.
I'm a businessman now.
Yeah, there you go. And what lessons have you learned as a new business owner, entrepreneur?
I have this DMA theory. So not DNA, DMA. So it's called dream, motivation, and action.
Okay.
You have to have a dream when whatever you do, no matter what age you are, you have to have a dream. You have to strive for something in life. Motivation. What is your why? Why do you want to have the dream? Why do you want to get to that dream? What's going to push you to get to the dream? And then action. Take the first step. That's my three abbreviations, just DMA, dream, motivation, action.
So what is your why? You said what is your why is kind of that motivation. What is your motivating factor?
Well, I have a couple of whys. My mom is my first why. My mom and my sister, single parent, and she raised both of us to be amazing. My sister was at Princeton University. Now she's in med school at Tufts University. I went on to play Division I football, and now I own my own business. She has to be strong to be able to build kids like that.
Yeah.
My second why, as a kid growing up in New York, I always knew and I realized that there's underprivileged people around in the world. So I made it known that whatever I do, whether it's me going to the next level in whatever sport I played, me getting a job, I knew I wanted to give back. So that's why Farmhouse, a percentage of the profits go to help feeding the hunger.
Can you tell me more about that?
In the future, I want, when we get the brand gets bigger, I want us to have a survey on like a social media platform and you guys pick who we donate to. As of right now, we just go to the Willimantic Homeless Shelter and we donate some food.
How about downtown stores? Talked a little bit about that. Why is that important for us to have here at UConn? What kind of thoughts do you have having your business there?
Downtown stores is very important. It's still in the building stages right now. We're getting better while time goes on, but there's a lot of things down there that people could take advantage of. If you want a nice place to get something to eat, downtown stores is where it's at.
So you knew you had to, if you wanted to have your business, you had to be in that in that area. Yeah,
I was near it, so proximity did come into a factor. Okay. I'm going to school here. I wasn't going to drop out of school. I knew I still wanted to be in school and run the business at the same time. And what I did was just substitute the athletics for owning a business.
The restaurant industry is very difficult. How have you learned how to operate in that environment?
In the beginning, the first 2 months, I had a chef consultant that taught me how to run a restaurant. And now I am a restaurant professional. I know the ins and outs of a restaurant. And that was the hardest part, because the business side of things, I knew how to do a business plan from my previous businesses, but I had no clue how to run a restaurant. I found a consultant. He taught me along the way.
All right, take me through, what does an average day look like for you?
An average day, I'm usually up at around 4:30, I go to the gym in the morning. Then I go to my restaurant, open up my restaurant. We open at 8, but I usually get there earlier than that. I set up my laptop in the corner. If you ever see like a guy in a laptop in the corner, that's me. Iron Man sticker, that's me. Then I go to classes throughout the day, walk my dog. Sometimes I go to the gym again at night.
Where do you get the energy?
Coffee, espresso coffee from Farmhouse is really good. It gives me that energy.
What time do you stay up till?
Ooh, that's a good question. It depends. Sometimes I try to get to bed by 10 o'clock.
That's pretty good. Okay. You're getting 6 hours.
But it's not how it goes usually. I'm usually on my laptop doing work. I'm taking an online class right now at Cornell University.
Oh, wow.
Also, additional to the classes that I'm taking, just to learn business law. And then I'm asleep by midnight the latest, and then I'm up again.
Do it all again at 4:30. Wow. And what's next for Farmhouse Crepes?
So when I opened, I had a goal of opening 3 restaurants in the next 18 months. I'm on track right now. I want to go to New York in Brooklyn. I'm from New York. I want to expand before I graduate, so coming up very soon.
It's very quick.
That's the next step. I want to franchise. I want to dominate the Northeast first, introduce what a crepe is to everybody. A lot of people just think sweets, but what we do is different. We have gluten-free options, and we do breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert. So once we create the brand big enough, then we could go nationwide and then potentially worldwide.
Good luck.
Thank you.